Okay, today's daf is Zvachim, daf Mem Ches, Zvachim, daf Mem Ches, and we started yesterday the fifth parak of Zvachim, Ezel Makoma. Today's shiur sponsor, L'Rafu Shalema, Eliot Svi Halevi Ben Malka, Eliot Svi Halevi Ben Malka, L'Rafua Shalema. Okay, let us get into Mem Ches Amid Aleph, as we started to discuss all the different types of karbanos. Yesterday, in the first Mishnah starts off by talking about the Kachi Kachim, the special, unique Kachi Kachim with special avodos, the par and the sa'ir of Yom Kippur, and the par manasrafim, sa'ir manasrafim, all the different unique animals, as we will go through the perek and go through all the different categories of animals, chatas and asham and ola and the like. So we start with the top of Memchesam and Aleph. Par v'saro shal yom ha-kippurim, v'chulu, michti. Says the Gemara, let's talk about the order of the Mishnah. Tzafon ba'ola k'siv. It says tzafon by ola. That's where it says mefurish, that you have to shech the kachi kachim on the north side of the Mizbeach. So nisni ola b'resha. So if it says ola, if it says tzafon by ola in the Torah, and we're talking about here where to do the avodah. The first halacha is shechitasan bat safon. So why don't you have ola listed first in the resha of the Mishnah? Nisti ola b'resha. So the Gemara answers, no, chatas aydi da asi midrasha chaviv alei. Since the chatas is asi midrasha, that it's chaviv, it's beloved. Yes, obviously, in terms of authoritative power, the pasuk that is mefurish b'kra, din daraisa, that is mefurish, is powerful, but something that's learned that from Midrasha, so that's chavit, that's beloved to Chazal and to Behuda Hanasi, and that is why he put it into the Mishnah first. A pasuk that we have, a principle that comes up beginning of Yevamos, and also in other places as well. Tosis points out on top, Vim Tomar, if you're telling me that you always go in order of the Torah Shebal Peh, and that's why, because it was Asi Midrasha Chavivalei, so listni Ola Labasof. Why do you put Ola at the end then? If it's Mefurish, then a lot of other things are also learned out Midrasha. V'yesh Lomar Tosva says, Aidi da Asya Ola Bitsibur, Tanya Bahade Chatos. There are Olo Sibur, that you want to put that before the other Karbanos that are all private Karbanos, B'yachid, Bechor, and Meiser at the end. So that's why, after you put the Chatos, that's why you put Ola there also, because you want it to be connected to that. The Sefer I mentioned a couple of days ago, I think, Sefer Nata Bisochenu, that came out recently by Rav Shmuel Ariel, a Rav in Aniel. So he, in Perek Yud of his Sefer, he talks about the two different approaches to drushos themselves. Right, we have here the principle in the Gemara, Aydi Dasha Midrasha Chavivale. Chazal learned it out from using one of the Yud Gimel Midrash Shatar Drushos Bohen. So he discusses that, how do you understand every drushos Chazal? How do you understand that every daf and shas you could ask this question by? But here it talks about drasha, asya midrasha. Ha'im yitziras ha-drashos hi talich techni shemuchtav meirosh, o shemu'urav bashikul daitam shal chachamim. How much is it Hashem already embedded, and all the chachamim are doing are the technical decoding of what exactly has to be uncovered? Or no, the da'as and the decision-making of Chazal also play a role in which drasha to make. It's not just decoding and it's underneath, but Chazal's da'as, you know, play a role. So again, there are those, he quotes a Malbim at the beginning of a Yikra that discusses maybe it's more of a mathematical uncovering. Kasher chachamim dorshim es haTorah ba'atzmam velomdim mimena halachos chadashos einei ma'arvim b'kach ha'shikol daitam el rak mevatzim pula technit. That is one approach. But according to this, l'chora, there shouldn't be too much room for machlokas. Again, there's always machlokas. There shouldn't be too much room. Again, not impossible, but there shouldn't be too much room, or unless you say that one person was ultimately got to the Amita Shel Torah, the ultimate uncovering of what's supposed to be uncovered, and one not. But according to the other approach, which is the one that seems to be the one that is more accepted, maybe the idea of Drushas Chazal is not just uncovering, but uncovering along with creating. Nitan lahatzig gisha sover shetalich hadrisha enu muchtav ba'ofan muchlat ela me'urav bo shikol daitam shel chachamim hadarshim. The chachamim that are involved in the process play more of a creative role based on the psukim and using the yud gimel midos, but they are more creative. And this is what you get from the language of the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchas Mamrim, where the Rambam discusses there all the levels of Torah Shebal Peh that are included in Lo Sasur. And the Rambam says, Dvarim shalamdu osan mi pi daitan. Ba'achas min amidos she'atar nidreshes bahen. So he says, mi pi daitan, and then he adds, v'nira be'ineyam shahadin bedavar ze kachu. And it appears in their eyes that the din should be as follows. So the Rambam is emphasizing twice in this sentence, mi pi daitan and v'nira be'ineyam shekachu, that the das or the shikul daitam of chachamim play a role in the drasha. It is not just not only a discovering, but it's discovering with the subjective, so to speak, understanding of the chacham involved, of the tana involved, and therefore that's why we have that explains a lot why we have machlokas, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu dafka left it open, like the Ritva says in Erevin Daf Yud Gimel, that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave certain principles to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai, memtes panim latame, memtes panim latahir, and it's up to the chachamim b'chol dor v'dor to figure out how they decide what exactly it should be. Good, and that's why sometimes you find machlokos in terms of whether you should make a drasha on a word or not. Is this extra? Is this vav extra? Is this double lashon, right? Is this meant to teach us something? Or do you say, divra Torah kalashon b'nei adam? Right, that is a machlokas. That's a machlokas. How to apply the principles? How do you understand the drashas chazal? So this is an important yesod, but again, a lot of the set is about this, but that's part of what this gemara means here. Aidi da asi midrasha chavivale, it is beloved in the eyes of chazal, their drashos, and therefore it puts it first, as it did in the beginning of Yevamos as well. Continuing, v'nisti chatos hachitzonos. So why don't you write the chatos chitzonos though? Because then that is what is the first asya midrasha, and then we connect that to the chatos primios. But why don't you say chatos chitzonios? Aidi denichnas daman lefnai v'lefnim chavivalei. There's another reason that it's beloved. Because the chatos primios have their blood taken all the way in, lefnai v'lefnim, right, the first two listed, the par and the sar of Yom Kippur, go all the way in, go into the kodesh kadashim. Therefore, we have that next on the list. So first we have what's learned out from Chazal, and then we have what's also another reason that it is chaviv, it goes lefnai v'lefnim, and then we will get to the rest of the order. The Karen Ora here discusses, I don't know, let's see the Gemara's question, right? Why don't you put Chatos Chitzonos before Chatos Primios? But look at the whole order of the Perek. The whole order of the Perek has to do with the Karbanos. We start off with the Karbanos that have the most intense and most comprehensive Avoda, most comprehensive Zrikos, and then we get less and less until we get to the end of the Perek, when we talk about the Karbanos that only have one Zrika. So we talk about the ones that are inside in the Kodesh Kodashim, then the ones that are inside in the Heichal, then we talk about the ones that have four on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, Chatas, and then we talk about the Shtayim Shein Arbas, and then we talk about the Achads. So the Karen Ora is even bothered what the question of the Gemara is. L'chora tana nakat sidra l'misni bereisha kolam arube ba'avoda kimo chatos ha'primios ton hazoya ala paroches chatos chitzona ton arba matanos ola beishem da'ale v'kol l'ishim asham toda v'tzarech lomar. So what's the Gemara is really asking here? If you know the order, just read the parak. V'tzarech lomar to become makom havila l'misni ola bereisha. Still, Ola should have been first, the Tzafon Ksivabe, as we're about to see, because Tzafon is written by it, and therefore, still, that should have been first, even though the order makes sense, even outside of the looking at the specific details of each one, contrasting to the next one in the line. So the Gemara says, continuing, as we just said, Vitzfona Ba'ola Hecha Ksiva, so which pasuk, where is it written by the Ola? V'shachat oso al yerach hamizbeach safona. Here's the pasuk. Shech it on the side of the mizbeach safona north. Right, and as we saw earlier, we mentioned yesterday, the three-way machlokas tanoim. What exactly does that mean? What does safon mean in that pasuk? Due north and northwest. Also, north of the side of the mizbeach, or even east, even in the area where the Ezras Kohanim and the Ezras Yisrael are, the first 11 Amos, the first 22 Amos, that is a machlokas. This pasuk of Tzafona is a special pasuk that comes up in davening. Interesting, the Beis Yosef in Simin Aleph. The Beis Yosef, it's Siman Aleph and Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim. Quotes the Ri Bar Yakar. He quotes from the Aruch HaSchaim, and then he quotes from the Ri Bar Yakar, one of the early Rishonim. Tov Lomar Ima Karbanos Pasuk Zeh. Vishachat Oso Al Yerach HaBezbech Tzafon Elfnei Hashem. V'huba Parshas V'imen Atzon. It's Parak Aleph, Pasuk Yud Aleph in Vayikra. It's a special kiyum to say this Pasuk. Kid to Amrinan Biv Vayikra Rabbah. As it says in Vayikra, what's so special about this Pasuk that comes up here in our Gemara? But it's also there's a separate simon, Sif in Shulchan Aruch. Say this Pasuk. Why? It's found in the Siddur right after the Karban Tumen. What's unique? So it says the Medrash, it reminds Hashem of the Akedah. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Me'id Ani Alai Shemayim Va'aretz, Bein Goy, Bein Yisrael, Bein Eved, Bein Amma, B'shoa Shein Korin Mikra Zet Safon Elfnei Hashem, Ani Zohar Akedah Yitzchak Ben Avraham. I remember the Akedah, says the Beis Yosef in Siman Aleph. So why does that remind Hashem of the Akedah? What does that pasuk have to do? It's about a carbon ola. What exactly is that referring to? So says the Meshechachma on that pasuk in Vayikra. We might have mentioned this at some point a couple of months ago. He is also bothered by Safon. What's so important about Safon, the north side of the Mizbeach? What's so crucial about that? So he says Safon is related to the word Safun, right? We have by the Afikomen hidden. What's Safun? Says the Medrash. Meshechachma, Aleph Yud Aleph in Vayikra. Amru b'Medrash. And oh, let me just say one other question. He says, why is Safon Dafka written by Tzon and not by Bakar? Right? The Gemara is going to make a point of that in a minute also. But why is it Dafka Tzon? And v'imenat Tzon Karbano, it applies to Bakar too. The halacha is by Bakar too. But why is it in the Torah Shebichsav only by Tzon? So here we go. So again, what's the connection to the Akedah, and why is it dafka by Tzon? Amru b'medrash lefit shetzafun mora al akidaso shel Yitzchak. Tzafon reminds Hashem of the Akedah. Shetzafun afaro lezikaron lefnei Hashem tamid. Because the ashes of Yitzchak are hidden in front of Hashem as a zikaron tamid. That's Tzafon. Tzafon is Tzafun. And remember, he wasn't burned in the end. It was Ke'ilu he was burned. But we have the Schus as if it was done. And therefore, the ashes are always there. Va'akavana, she'amru, she'ruach Tzafon is psucha, umora, al-bechira, achavshe, she'as Avram Avinu. Tzafon is not only hidden in front of Hashem, but he said Tzafon is related to the Ruach Tzafonis. The Ruach Tzafonis, he says, is related to the fact that it's open. The Ruach Tzafonis is open, and everybody has Bechira Chavshis to do what they want to do. Shehei Masur Nafsho Shal Yisraeli LaHashem V'Kim'at Sheshalal HaBechira Mibad HaVacharav. Avraham Avinu had the Bechira, but when he did the Akedah, it was Ke'ilu. He put into the DNA of his children the ability to be Moser Nefesh for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'Kim'at Hukva Teva Kayam B'Nefesh HaYisraeli Limsar Atzmo Al Avas HaShem Yisbarach. He put it into his descendants, the Mesiris Nefesh power. V'lachain, and that's why it's Dafka by Tzon. Because what took the place of Yitzchak? The Ayel. Ayel Shal Yitzchak. Tzon is Tzon and Ayel. Habat Muras Yitzchak. V'lachain, it doesn't say it by Ben Bakar, Behedya. Why? Because Bakar reminds HaKadosh Baruch Hu of the Chet HaEgel. Gam Eila Tishakachna Asher Asu Shar Ochal Eisev Ve'enot Tzafun Lefanav. We don't want that to be Tzafun in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why, yes, the halacha is the halacha. It applies by Bakar also, by Shchitas Bakar of Kachi Kachim. But in terms of what we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to remember, it says a Mefurish only by Tzon and not by Bakar, and that's the connection of the Akedah to this pasuk as well. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Shulchan Aruch says it's a key to say this pasuk every day. Again, sometimes we're short on time when it comes to Karbanos, so we have to know what exactly is the most important part of Karbanos and what's the less important, let's say. So the Karban Tumen is the most important, but right after the Karban Tumen, this pasuk. This pasuk is right there, found in the Siddurim, to say, and we can think about Akedas Yitzchak in the kavana of this pasuk. That Meshechachma is very similar to what we find, and we've mentioned this in the Rav Chaim Volozhin's commentary on Pirkei Avos. Meshechachma said that he put it into the DNA. Kim'at shalal bechira mehem was the language of the Meshechachma, but the Ruach Chaim, the Rav Chaim Volozhin writes in the fifth parak of Pirkei Avos on the Mishnah of the Asar Nisyonos of Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu says the Mishnah was tested Asar Nisyonos. Nisnas Avram Avinu v'yamad b'kulam. And he withstood and he passed all of them. Lahodia kama chibaso shel Avram Avinu olav hashalom. To show how beloved Avram Avinu is to Hashem. And if you look in the previous Mishnah, Avram is also mentioned, where the Mishnah says, Asara doros mi Noach ad Avraham. There are 10 generations, from Adam to Noach, and from Noach to Avraham. Lahodia to teach us, kama erech apayim lefanav. How compassionate and patient Hashem is. Because all of those doros that were machisen ubayin, until Avram Avinu came. And the question that Rechaim Yivalajan asks is, why in the first Mishnah does it say 10 doros from Noach to Avraham? In the second Mishnah it says, 10 nisyonos desasa Avraham Avinu. Yidavka says Avinu in the second Mishnah, and not in the first Mishnah. Why? He was Avram Avinu always? No. In the second Mishnah, Perakei Halacha Mishnah Gimel, he was Avinu, because that's where he was doing tests. And what did those tests were? That was Maisa Avos Simon Labanim. By passing those tests, Avram Avinu put it into the DNA of his descendants that they would have the power to pass all the tests that fit into the category of Avram Avinu test. Kekama Midos Shat Tzadik Tarach V'yaga Lahasigam. As much as a tzaddik is tareach and pushes himself to succeed, lebanav acharav hema keteva mutva. To his children, they are like second nature. Ubiksas yegia yagiu lazeh. And once the parent does it, once the ancestor does it, a little bit of yegia, the descendant could come and connect to it. Kemoshen erabachush, sherabi me'ameh aretz. Me'ah Yehudim. You find throughout history, Jews that were even far from Torah and mitzvos, they're ready to be Moser Nefesh. Moser Mitzatzma Makidish Hashem. V'umutva banu me'avinu Avraham Shem Moser Nafshu Lur Kasim Al Amunaso. That comes from Ur Kasdim. And it comes from the Akedah. And then similarly, here says, V'chein kol ha'asor nisyonos. Hayu l'haishir aderach lefaneinu. All ten nisyonos were there to put it into the teva of his descendants. And then he has another important one. V'chein ha'hisoris la'adam pit'om le'lech la'eretz ha'kodesh. Somebody gets up, it makes no sense. He has a comfortable life, and he gets up and says, I'm making aliyah. Where does that come from? Huminisayon lech lecha. That's lech lecha me'artzecha. Avraham Avinu was where he was. Hashem said, leave everything and go. The Kabbalah is called the Avdin Mishmaelatav, and also accepting everything from Hashem, even though it's difficult. Minisayon hara'av. Shlohirach ramidas Hashem Yisbarach. Hashem says, go, and then there was a famine. He said, leave. It was a mahari after HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's exactly what the Meshech Chachma says as well here in our pasuk. Avraham Avinu put it into the Teva Mutba based on Safun. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Ashkechan ben Tzon. So we learn that, yes, this pasuk of Safun applies to the Tzon, as we just pointed out. That's where it's Mefurish Bekra. Ben Bakar Minale. How do we know that it also applies to Ben Bakar, to the cattle? Amakra, Ve'im min Hatzon. You have the Vav connecting. Vav Mosef al Inyan Rishon. You connect to the Bakar section, to the Tzon section. V'yomad Elyon mitachton. And you learn the upper Pasuk from the lower Pasuk. And therefore, the Vav, the Elyon, is the Ben Bakar, and the Tzon is the Tachton. So you learn one from the other. Says the Gemara, Hani, Chlamandar Malamdin. I understand, according to the Pshita Malamdin, that the Vav is Mosef, as we just said. As we just said from in our drusha discussion, sometimes Chazal have an argument whether something is there to use as a drusha or not. Is something extra or is something there just as a structure of the Torah? So is this Vav? Does a Vav connect to Parshios or it's just saying going to the next section of the Torah? So Hani Chalaman Dharma Malamdin. If you say that you could learn, that you could be Malamid from the Vav so that connects to Parshios. Ela Lamanda Amar Ein Malamdin Maikala Meimar. But if you say Ein Malamdin that you can't to Maikala Meimar, so then what do you say? So the Tanya, because the Brisa says, V'im nefesh v'gomer, l'chayev, so you, where do you see that there's a machlokes about this? From the following. So, V'im nefesh, it says, by mi'ila in Parshas Vayikra, right, V'im nefesh, l'chayev al safig mi'ilos asham talui, divrei Rebbe Akiva. So, there is a machlokes tanam here. We know in Perek Hay of Vayikra, we have the section after Dalet was all about the Chatos, we have the discussion of Karban Asham. Karban Asham after the Chatos Olav Yored, then we have the Karban Asham. So in the Ashamos, we of course have Asham Mi'ilos, Right, we have Vaydav Hashem Moshe Leimar Nefesh Kisimo Mal V'Chata B'Shkagam Meikachi Hashem Ve'Evi Asamol Hashem Ayo Tamim Min Atzon Be'erkecha V'Chulu Ve'Ev Nefesh Kisach Levatz V'Kal Mitzvah Hashem Hashalot Siyasena V'Lo Yadav Hashem V'Nasa Avono. So we have the Ve'im Nefesh about the Hashem at the end, and it goes into Hashem Talui at the end. Hashem Tali, if I'm not sure if I did an Avera, if I did it or not, that's Pasuk Yud Zayin, Pasuk Yuches, Vehevi Ayal Tamim Ben Atzon, Be'erkecha Lashem Al HaKohen, V'chibra Al HaKohen Al Shigasol Al Shashagag, V'hu Lo Yada, V'nislach Lo. So that section is written right after Hashem Me'ilos. So the question is we know usually what's a carbon Hashem? Carbon Hashem Talui is always brought. If I'm not sure if I did an Avera that I'm Chayav a Chatas for, so I will bring an Hashem Talui until I know whether I'm Chayav a carbon Chatas or not. What about Hashem Me'ilos? What if I'm not sure if I did Me'ila? Do I bring an Hashem Talui for that too? Or is an Hashem Talui limited to the Chatas Averos? What about Me'ila? So Me'ila is right next to Hashem Talui, the Hashem Me'ilos. So that Vav, how do I understand that? So that's the machlokas tanaim here. Again, the Tanya. V'im nefesh v'gomer l'chayev al safek me'ilos Hashem Talui. Did Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva says, yes, that vav, v'im nefesh, connects Hashem Talui to the chiyev of me'ila. So too, in a safek case of me'ilos, I'm also chayev an Hashem Talui. Did Rabbi Akiva? The chachamim potrin, the chachamim say no. Chachamim say, well, what's the case, by the way, of safek me'ilos? How are you not sure? So Rashi quotes, hektish v'chulun l'fanav. I have two pieces of meat in front of me. I have hektish and I have chulin. V'nehna me'echad mehem. And I got hana from one of them. Kisavar shneim chulim. I thought they were both chulin. And I didn't realize that there was a carbon in the fridge. V'yachshav eini yodea me'ezem me'anehna. And I'm not sure whether I had hana from a carbon and I violated me'ila or not. Maybe Hashem tali lohagein min ha'yisurin. Right, quoting from elsewhere, from Meseches Krisus. Aji vada lo shevadai mo'al. Until you know for sure that you were vadai mo'al, and then you would bring an Hashem vadai. So that is Rabbi Akiva Shita, that even by an Hashem Me'ilos, you'd be chayev an Hashem Talui. V'chacham and Potzer, the Chacham say, no, you don't say that. So what's this machlokas about? So my love, isn't this machlokas at root how you darshan? My love, b'hakam iflagi. Marsavar l'meidin, the Tanakam, Rabbi Kiva says, you learn out the Vav compares. Umarsavar ain't l'meidin. So isn't that the same machlokas that we have in our case, right? Whether you have the Ben Bakar included in the Tzafon learned out from Tzon. So isn't that, don't we see that as a machlokas? So the Gemara says, no, Amar Papa Dukul Yama l'meidin. No, everybody would agree you learn from the Vav. And everybody would agree, therefore, that in our context, Ben Bakar would also learn Tzafon from Tzon. No problem. By Me'ilos is a specific machlokas. V'hainu taima d'rabbana. Why do the Rabbanan say you don't learn the Vav? You don't say that Hashem Talui applies to Me'ila. V'hainu taima d'rabbanan. Ne'emar kan mitzvos. V'ne'emar b'chatas chelev. Chatas chelev is the regular chatas. Whenever the Gemara wants to say a regular karmen chatas, it goes to the chatas chelev. Why is that? So we had Rashi way back. If you remember Rashi way back in the first parak, Rashi said on Daf Chesam and Alef, it is the most shchiach. It's very common to eat chalev. That's Rashi on Daf Chesam and Alef here back in the first parak. Rashi elsewhere, you see on the side, it quotes Rashi in Maseches Sota that says differently. Maybe it's the where it says kol chalev. Okay, but either way, that's the natural chatas. So Vayinu Tamei D'Rabbanan, back to the Gemara. Ne'emar kan mitzvos, v'ne'emar b'chatas chelev mitzvos. It says here, by Hashem Talui, the word mitzvos, and it says, by a regular chatas, mitzvos. So we compare, ma'alahal and dover shachayev and alzono kariz v'ashik gaso chatas, just like over there, mitzvos by chatas chelev. It's talking about a case where if you did the aveir on purpose, you'd be chayev kariz. And if you do it by accident, you are chayev chatas. So afkan, so to hear by Hashem Talui, shachayev and alzono kariz v'ashik gaso chatas. So therefore, me'ila doesn't have kares, and therefore you only chayev for Hashem Talui's for the chiyuve carbon chatas if you would have done it b'meisid, but not for Hashem Talui. So it's not based on the vavs, it's based on gzeira shava. V'Rabbi Akiva, what about Rabbi Akiva? What would Rabbi Akiva do with this gzeira shava? Right, between chatas chelev and Hashem Talui. So ma'la halan b'kavua, afkan b'kavua. Rikiva say you do learn out chatas, but not to exclude Hashem, to exclude Olivi Yored. Rabbi Akiva, Malahalan bekavua avkan bekavua. Just like there by chatas chaylev, it's a chatas kavua. So to here, it's talking about karbanos that are kavua. Laafuke chatas to tumas mikdash v'kadoshav. The olav yoredu, excluding tumas mikdash v'kadoshav. The sugi we discussed at length in Masechah Shavuos for going into the base of mikdash when one is tamei, and in that as we know is one of the three averis that you have to bring in carbon olav yored for. So that's what Rabbi Akiva says. That if you're not sure if you did that, you don't bring an asham talui. That's what's excluded using this gzeira shava. Says v'rabbanan, the rabbanan would say it's all or nothing. Ain gzeira shava lamechsa. No, gzeira shava is not lamechsa. If you're comparing asham talui to chatas chelev, then go all the way. Chatas chelev and not asham. Chatas chelev and not chatas olav yored. Right, go all the way, the Rabbanan would say. And they're both excluded from Asham Tali. The Rabbi Akiva, no. Rabbi Akiva would say, Rabbi Akiva Nami, in Gzeir Shava Lamechsa. Doesn't he also hold that you can't have a Gzeir Shava Lamechsa? So therefore, why here could he only go halfway? So the Gemara says, in Achinami. And again, the assumption is that they both hold to this Gzeir Shava, and sometimes we know there's a machlokas about Gzeir Shavas. Here we're assuming Rabbi Akiva holds of it, so if he holds of it, he should go compare the context fully in both ways. So the Gemara says, okay, in Achinami, you're right, Rabbi Akiva holds in Gzeir Shava Lamechsa. The Hacha Baka Miflagin, really, the machlokas is, as we said earlier, Hacha Baka Miflagin, Rabbi Akiva Savar, V'im Nefesh Ksiv, go back to what we said. Ksiv, Vav Mosif Al Inyan Rishon. Vav is Mosif Al Inyan Rishon. That's what Rabbi Akiva said. That's what we said earlier. V'rabbana nami haksiv v'im nefesh. What about the Rabbanan? V'im nefesh? Rabbi Akiva is totally on the Vavs. So we didn't want to say earlier that there was a machlokas about whether you darshan the Vav to connect the Parshios. So what would the Rabbanan say here? V'rabbana nami haksiv v'im nefesh. So why do they not connect Ashem Talui to Mi'ila? So lema b'hakim iflagim. Maybe the following is the machlokas. Demar savar hekish adif. Rabbi Akiva holds hekish is adif, and therefore here this vav is comparing the two contexts to each other. So maybe that's hekish adif in one sense, and therefore it's not really the vavs; it's the connecting of the two parshiot that are next to each other. Umar savar, and the Rabbanan would say gzeira shava adif. Gzeira shava is adif, and therefore you compare asham talui to chatas chelev. And that overrides the fact that Asham Talui is right next to Me'ila. So maybe this is a fundamental machlokes, which one is stronger when you have a conflict between these two very strong midos ha'tarnid rashas bahen. So the Gemara says, lo, dekulei alma hekesh adif. No, really, everybody would give the hekesh as adif, and therefore if there's a conflict, you would go by the hekesh, and therefore here you should say, Asham Talui is for Mi'ila. Aye, but the Rabbanan don't say that. So, V'am Licha Rabbanan. No. You say the Hekish, but you say it in the opposite direction. Tachton hu degamar me'elyon la'asham bekesef shkalim. You compare them, but in the opposite direction. Hekish doesn't have to go both directions. Right? You compare it to teach me that all ashamos, even the asham tali, has to be expensive. La'asham bekesef shkalim. Shelo tomar lo yehe sveiko chomor mevada'o. Because you shouldn't say the svara of, how could you say the suffix is more chomer than the vadai? Ma vada'o chatas basdanka. The carbon chatas doesn't really have a minimum amount that you have to spend on it, right? Any little amount. So av sveiko asham bardanka. So if the suffix, the asham talui, which is brought for an aveir of chatas, they're not sure if you did or not, that should be more expensive. The asham tali should be more expensive. Like a regular carbon asham is expensive, right? There's a minimum amount you have to spend on it. So asham bar danka, that's the chiddush. That's the chiddush that you learn tachton from elyon, just like mi'ila. The asham mi'ilos is expensive. It's a carbon asham. So to asham tali is expensive. And that overrides the svara denafshe that we would have said that the asham tali doesn't have to be as expensive. There's a lot to say, but let's just continue for a second. For Rabbi Akiva Hasvar Minales, how does Rabbi Akiva know that? How does Rabbi Akiva know? He learns Elyon to Tachton, not Tachton to Elyon. So how does he learn that the Asham Tali also has to be worth a lot? Hasvar minalei nafkalei mizos toras ha'asham. Torah achas l'chal hashamos. The pasuk in Parshas Tzav, zos toras, that pasuk appears all hashamos. So you compare all hashamos, even asham tali. Good. Stop there for a moment. The idea of the suggestion of Hekish versus Gzeirah Shava, you know, which is stronger, which is more powerful, so maybe that relates to, are either of them closer to Mefurish Bikra? Right, we know, we've discussed, the highest level is actual written in the Pasuk. And then the next level is certain of the Yud Gimel Midos is Ki'ilu is written in the Pasuk. Which ones? Which ones, right? We mentioned Tosfos in Yevamos Daf Zayin and the Ran in Nedarim Daf Ches, which talk about Mefurish Bikra is different. But what about the others? So Rashi quotes elsewhere that Hekish is Kilu Mefurish Bikra. Hekish is Mefurish Bikra. The Rashi in Sanhedrin and Daf Pei Gimel. Rashi there says, quoting the just the line without focusing on the context, Rashi here in Sanhedrin, Ayin Gimel. Ayin Gimel, Amid Aleph, Rashi says, Hekeshahu. Shehukash rotzeach lanara hama orasa. They call hekish v'gzereshava. He says it about both. Hamufnes. Gzereshava mufne. Right? Which means it's an open gzereshava. The strongest type of gzereshava. Harehu kemefurish bikra. V'onshin mimenu. And you can give an onesh based on a hekish and a gzereshava mufne. Lefish lo nitzna lemedrish me'atzmo. Because those, as we know, Rashi l'shitaso, in Sukkah, right, that you can't dash in those me'atzmo. Avol, what's the contrast? Mikal v'chomer, sha'adam dun, kal v'chomer me'atzmo, avol v'shalo kibbel mirabo, enosh mimenu. Okay, as we know, enosh minadim. But Rashi there puts together these two. These are the strongest of the Mido Shatorn and Rashi's Behain, Hekesh and Gzereshava, that Rashi says there, Ayin Gimel, they're Ki'ilu, they are Mufurish Bikra. This relates to a fascinating machlokas. Tanoim, you read the machlokas, you're like, what kind of machlokas is this? How could there be a machlokas about this? The machlokas in Maseches Gittin on Daf Samach. The Gemara is a machlokas, which is bigger? Which is bigger? Well, let's see. Let's read the machlokas. You read the machlokas, you can't fathom this machlokas about this. Amar Reb Elazar, Torah rov bichsav umiyad al peh. What? Reb Elazar says, the majority of Torah is Torah shebichsav. The minority is Torah shebal peh. That's what the Gemara says. Shenemar ech tov lo rubi tarasi. Pasuk in Hosea. I will write most of my Torah kmo zar nechshavu. V'Reb Yochanan amar rov al peh umiyad bichsav. Shem al pi adram ha'ele. No, rov is bal peh. Umiyad bichsav. Right, what does he do with that pasuk in Hosea? Okay, he says it's bitmiya. What's this machlokas talking about? How do you have a machlokas about whether there's more? Every time you go into the svarim store, there's more svarim. Right, Torah shebichsav is finite. There's a certain number of letters and words that we know that are in Torah. How could you say it's Torah shebapeh is rove? How can you say Torah shebichsav is rove? So Rav Soloveitchik mentioned maybe it's talui on the categories of the Rambam that we mentioned a couple of days ago. We know the Rambam has the five categories of Torah shebapeh. Number one, pirushim hamakubalim mipi Moshe Rabbeinu. That's din d'araisa. And then we have, right, like Esrog being Pri Eitz Hadar, and Ayin Tachazayin being money, right? Certain Pirushim that are Mekubal Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu. Second category is Halacha Moshe Misinai. Third category, both of those don't have Machlokas, that's the Rambam Shita. Third category is the largest category. Those are all of the Halachas that we learn out from the Midos Shatar Nedrashas Bohen. That is category number three from the Rambam. And then category four and five are Takanos and Gzeros. But category three suggests Rav Soloveitchik, maybe it's the Machlokas is, it's not Mefurish Bikra, but maybe it's called Torah Shebichsav. Maybe it's an expansion of Torah Shebichsav. We would call it Torah Shebal Peh. But maybe in that machlokas, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan are arguing about, maybe we pass like Rabbi Yochanan. But maybe that's what Rabbi Elazar is saying. Maybe that's enough to be called Torah Shebichsav in a certain type of categorization logic, and that's the machlokas, there. And maybe that's related to our case. What's called Torah Shebichsav? What's called Ki'ilu Nechtav? Hekish and Gzereshava. Again, that's a little more limited. But this is saying that maybe all the midos, in a certain sense, are darshaned out from the psukim, and therefore that's how it's category. There's an interesting Rashi in Maseches Brachas. Just bring your Brachas for a second, please. An interesting Rashi in Maseches Brachas that also might relate to this. The Gemara talks about, just thinking about it now, what is the Torah that is required to say Birchas HaTorah on? Which Torah?
Which Torah? So we know, halacha l'maisa, we paskin that any Torah. Any Torah you have to say Berach Sarah on. Whether it's Psukim, whether it's Mishnah, whether it's Gemara. Right? You need every Torah requires Birchas HaTorah. But it's not so clear in the Gemara. The Gemara has many different opinions in the first parak of Maseches Brachos exactly which Torah I have it here. I'm sorry. I forgot. Which Torah requires Torah Shebal requires where is it? Here it is. On Daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis. Yud Aleph Amid Beis. The Gemara here has a Machlokes Amoroyim. Which Torah requires Berachah HaTorah. Says Shmuel. Amar Rav Huna. L'mikra tzarech lavarech. L'midrash ain't tzarech lavarech. L'Rabbi Lazar Amar. L'mikra l'midrash tzarech lavarech. L'mishna ain't tzarech lavarech. Rabbi Yochanan Amar. L'mishna tzarech lavarech. Talmud ain't tzarech lavarech. All these different deyas. And Rava finally says, af l'talmud tzarech lavarech. All these different deyas. So, what would I have said, L'maskana, according to Rava? Why do you have to make Birchas HaTorah on Talmud? So Rabbeinu Yonah says in the back, or because that's the Iker. The Iker is Torah Shabbat Peh, learning, not just learning Torah Shabbat Chsav. But look at Rashi. Rashi says, why do you have to make a bracha on Medrash? Hu karov l'mikra. L'gemara, af l'gemara. Right? Af l'gemara tzorach l'varech. Shehu Iker HaTorah Shemimenu Hara Yotza. Oh, I flipped it. It's Rashi Rabbeinu Yonah. Rashi's the one that says, that's the Iker Torah Shemimenu Hara Yotza. If you look in the Rabbeinu Yonah here, Rabbeinu Yonah says, in Brachas, you know why? Because this also explains the Psukim. The Torah Shabbat Peh also explains the Psukim. So again, what do you get from that? That really all of Torah Shabbat Peh is flowing from the Torah Shabbat Chsav. It's flowing from the Torah Shabbat Chsav. And that's why you would make a bracha on the expansion. It's not because of, like Rashi said, Rabbeinu Yonah says, because it's also an expansion. So that reminds us a little bit here of, you know, the machlokes here in Gita Daf Samach, Rabbi Elazar Shita, is that it all flows from the Torah from the Psukim, so therefore maybe it could all, in a sense, be called Torah Shebichsav, and that's how you could have Mir Bichsav and Rov. You could have Rov Bichsav and a Miyut Alpet. Right? That's the Rabbeinu Yonah here. I'm not going to look for it now. Rabbeinu Yonah here in the first parak discussing what do you make a Birchas HaTorah on. Again, it's right. It's here. It's here in the on Daf Hei, Daf Vav in the Daf Hei Arif. Which part of Torah gets a bracha? Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara. Tenach. Oh, by the way, finally, one other point. I'm sorry. One other point that is, the Gemara here says, you would never have thought that Suffolk is more chomer than Vadai. And that's why you need the Drusha to tell me that the Asham Tali is going to be worth more than the Chatas. That's the basis for another Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachas on Daf Aleph in Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah says that sometimes Suffolk Averos, you have to do more tshuva for from Vadai Averos. If I know I did an Avera, so then I'll do tshuva on it. If I'm not sure, I'll come up with all the excuses in the book. Did I really do it? It wasn't so bad. Not so much. He says that's the svara for our halacha here. Why an asham talui is worth more than a chatas vadai. Because, you know, you can come up with all the excuses in the book. That is what he says here. Tzarech ikir hayira lizar mehasvekos. I'm reading from Aleph Amid Beis in the Dafi Arif here in Brachas. V'shalo lasos ha-mitzvos al-dasa hergol sha-onesh ha-safek yosem yavadai. V'chein matzinu shal-avadai mevi chatas, and a chatas is worth less than an asham. Asham talui is worth more, he says, because hechmiru al-safek yosem yavadai, v'beishuhu al-mepeish al-avadai mesem adam chet al-libo, v'doeg u'mischari talav, v'chozer b'tshuva shlema. Aval al-safek osa svaris. And that Rabbeinu Yonah is quoted in the Ramah. There's only one siman in Shulchan Aruch about Aseres Yimei Tshuva. And the Ramah quotes the Rabbeinu Yonah and says, you have to make sure to do tshuva for Safek Averos, even more than Vadi Averos. Vadi Averos, of course, you can do tshuva for, but even for the Safek Averos. That's the Ramah in Taf Reish Gimel, Sif Aleph, in the Halachas of Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Okay, let's continue. So what did we just say? That Rabbi Akiva learns this halacha about Asham Talui being worth a lot from Zos Torahs. So the Gemara says, Tenach manda islei Torah. So one who darshins that, fine. Manda leslei Torah mehecha gamar. If you don't learn out that the Torah's summary pasuk includes all of them, where do you learn it from? Gamar be'erkecha be'erkecha. So gzeir shava. Tenach hecha dechse be'erkecha. Fine, by all the ashamos it says be'erkecha, and you can learn it. Asham shivcha charufa deloksiv be'erkecha ma'ikal me'emar. By Asham Shivcha Harufa, it doesn't say it there, right? You know, the five Ashamos, Asham Gzelos, Asham Ilos, Asham Shivcha Harufa, Asham Nazar, Asham Asara. So Gomer, Ba'ayo, Ba'ayo. See, he has another Gzera Shava. Fine. That is all how we know Safon is needed by Ola, Ola Tzon, and Ola Bakar. So now we get into, okay, how do you know you need Safon by Chatas? Again, this reminds us of the first parak, where you have to find the details of every halacha by every karban. Shalol, lishma, by chatas, by asham, by ola, ba, below. So all this rikas. So here we go. So chatas minalanda by itzafon. How do we know that chatas needs safon? Dechsiv. Vishachares achatas bimkom haola. It says shech the chatas in the place that you shech the ola. Ashkechan shchita kabbalah minalan. Fine, by shchita kabbalah. How do I know that Kabbalah also needs safon? Dechsiv alakacha kohen midam hachatas. Because the coin takes from the dam hachatas, mikabel atzmo, and that's what, that's how you know Kabbalah. Mikabel atzmo, that's good, I lost the place, I'm sorry. Kabbalah minola, dechsiv alakacha kohen midam hachatas. He takes it, and that's a reference to Kabbalah. Mikabel atzmo minola. How do I know that not only the Kabbalah, the kli, has to be there, but also the mikabel, the person, has to be there? Amakra, right, which is not like Shechita, the Shochet doesn't have to be there, just the Shechita has to be there. But the Makabel himself has to be there, Minolan, Amakra, Velakach, Lo, Yikach, to him. Ashokhan, Lemitzvah, Laaki, Minolan, how do we know it's Likuva? Krach, Rinaksiv, Vishacharo, Sobeb, Komashi, Yishchata, Saola, Vitanya, Hechan, Ola, Nishchata, Bitsaphon, Avze, Bitsaphon. So, that's the next Shapasig, Likuva. Says the Gemara, Vachimi, Kana, Talamed, Falo, Kvar, Nemar, Bimakom asher tishacheda ola tishacheda chatas. You have another pasuk. That's by all the chatos in Parshat Sav. So what do you need this other pasuk for? Halama yatsa. Why does this pasuk, why does it have to repeat it? Lekvo alo makom, tove kobe kovea makom, to be ma'akevit, she'im lo, shachla betzafon pasul. So ata omer lakach yatsa, eno ela, Shezet ton safon veinacher ton safon. Which is it teaching me? To say that it's ma'akev or to exclude something else. Tamalomar v'shachar ezachatos b'mkom ha'ola zeh b'na'av l'kol ha'chatos shi'itunos safon. Okay, so you learn that also all chatos require safon. You learn out from all of these psukim put together. Period. Says the Gemara Ashkechan, Si'ir Nasi, Bein LeMitzvah, Bein LeAkev. So fine, you learn this out from the psukim by the Si'ir Nasi in the Vayikra. Sha'ar chatos nami ashkecha lemitzvah. La'akev minolan. So in all the chatos also, you only have one pasuk by. How do you know la'akev by other ones? Dichsiv, bekisva, viksiv, besi'ira. It says it by both, and that is why, that's how you know it. Period. Lemaisa, it doesn't say safon by all of these chatos beferish. All it says by all of these chatos are, in the same place you shech the ola, you shech the chatas. Now we have another, a bunch of psukim that compare. Says the Nitziv. Why is it that it doesn't say it mefurish? It says, you know, the halach is the same, but why doesn't it say it mefurish? So says the Nitziv in Perek Vav, halacha pasuk yudches, maybe to allude to us, the Torah says, shech the chatas we shech the ola, not to embarrass the person. The Torah could have had a specific place where to shech the karban chatas. Could have had that. But it doesn't. You shech the chatas exactly where you shech the ola. So when the Kohen and people are shechting it, people won't know that it's for a chatas. Maybe people will think, oh, you know, you're bringing an olas nedava. Right? So that's why the Netziv says, amazing. He quotes from the Yerushalmi. Lama ba'atzivi shetishachet achad v'savan dafka, mishum shol farsim es achotem, u'bazesh shetishachet patzafon yenirashu ola. Right, and that's why it says, in the place they shech the ola, shech the chatas. That's what it's alluding to, that Yerushalmi. Okay. Ela oso lamali. So, what does oso teach me then? What is oso excluding? If you don't need that to exclude, you just compare all the chatos together. Mi boile, l'kidetanya. You need it for the following price. If we have time, we'll get into this. Vasemes takes out the word l'kidetanya. If not, we'll do it next time. Oso, batzafon. The ain't seer nachshon batzafon. Oso batzafon, but the seir nachshon, the seirim of the Chanukas Hanasiyim, that were not brought al chait. Right, we mentioned this also once in the first parak too. They're like olas. They weren't brought al chait. They were just brought to be mechanech the Chanukas Hamishkan. So those do not need tzafon. Tanya, v'samach yado, why would I have thought it does need tzafon? As follows, look at the Tanya. V'samach yado arosh ha-sa'ir, they have to do smicha, l'rabo seir nachshon l'smicha, div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says you have to do smicha. Usually what happens, you have to smicha, shchita. So I would have thought, maybe just like it's included in smicha, you would have to do shchita. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, no, l'rabo seir avodas kochavim l'smicha. You include the seir av avodas zara l'smicha. So sakada dechamina, according to Rabbi Yehuda, hold this rabo l'smicha is rabo nami l'tzafon. I would have included it for tzafon also. Kamash malon, that's why you have the pasuk to say that doesn't need tzafon. You might ask here, what did we ask a couple of days ago? Hilchas al Mashicha. What do we care? What they did in the time of Nachshon ben Aminadav and in the times of the Chanukas HaMishkan? The answer is no. All the same answers that you might have said. What if somebody is no dare a seer Nachshon? What happens if somebody makes a neder almanas, you know, whatever the halacha was there? So yeah, always have the all those approaches that we mentioned a couple of days ago in Tosfos could be applied here too. Maska v'Ravina Hanich l'Rabbi Yehuda. So fine, we explained it according to Rabbi Yehuda. He includes smicha, and therefore you might say shchita too. L'Rabbi Shimon Michael Amemar. What about Rabbi Shimon who says there is no machar for smicha by Seir Nachshon? So what does Oso exclude? So Amalei Marzucha Breder of Tavi l'Ravina l'Rabbi Yehuda Minicha. What? According to Yehuda, it makes sense. L'may this Rabbi is Rabbi. L'may the lowest Rabbi, lowest Rabbi. According to Yehuda, also you have a problem. Maybe you only included it in smicha. Why should you automatically say that I would have thought shchita too? That I need a pasuk to exclude it? V'chitem, and if you want to say, ilomia tekra, havi amina, if the pasuk wouldn't have excluded it, havi amina, tesibi binyanav. I would have included it from a binyanav. Imkain, smicha gufe tesibi binyanav. What? I would have included shchita. Once you include smicha, so I would include smicha too from a binyanav. Just like all karbanas require smicha, so do this one. So basically we're still stuck. Ella, midoros lo gamrina, why wouldn't you say that binyanav? Rashi says, this is all the maskana de kushya. This is all one big run-on question. But what do you say? It must be that you don't learn midoros. Hachanami midoros lo gamrina, you don't learn midoros. And therefore, we're back to the question of, you can't see these psukim are talking about seir nachshon. So, what is it talking about? So, ve'ela, we'll try again. Ela oso batzafon, vein shochet batzafon. The animal has to be in the north, but the shochet does not have to be in the north. Right? Tosfos, back in the first parak on Daf Yudalid, quoted this halacha as the siman that shchita lav avodahi. We had a couple of days in the Rishonim. Is shchita lav avodah because you don't need a klisharis, like was discussed in the Tosfos, the beginning of this parak? Is it that a Yisrael could do it? Is it that the shochet doesn't have to be standing in the tzafon? Three unique halachos that apply to shchita and not like the other avodos. So says maybe that's what's excluded. Says the Gemara, shochet midi Rabbi Achya nafka. You know that already. You don't need oso to exclude that. Tanya, Rabbi Achya Omer b'shachar oso ayarchem esbech tzafona. Mata malomar. What's the teaching? Me lefisha matzinu o made batzafon umakabel batzafon. He stands there. Vim amad bedarim v'kibel batzafon pasul. If he did the Kabbalah, if he was standing in the darom, it's no good. Yachal avzekin. I think also by shchita. Tamalomar oso batzafon v'ena shochet batzafon. So I know that already. So what is this excluding? So try number three. Ela osa batzafon ve'ein ben of batzafon. Maybe this has to be batzafon, bun, shchita has to be batzafon, but melika does not have to be batzafon, a ben of, the shchita of a bird. The melika does not have to be batzafon. Detanya, the Brisa says, yachol ben of ta'un safon. You might think ben of requires safon, right? The Gemara there later on talks about the melika of an ola sa'of is on the mizbeach itself. The machlokas is about chatas oaf. So we'll have to see which oaf this is talking about. So, yachal, I might have thought that a ben oaf requires safon malika v'dinu. And I would have thought it's logical. Luma ben son shalo kavalo kohen kavalo tzafon. If an animal, if a behema, does not require a kohen for the shchita, but does require tzafon for the shchita, ben oaf shek yikvalo kavalo kohen, so a ben oaf that does require a kohen for the shchita, eno din shikvalo tzafon, surely required tzafon. So tamalamar oso, that's why maybe you would need oso to exclude it. So the Gemara says, mala ben son shekin kavalo kli. No, you can't bring a raya from ben son, a kavachomer, maybe a ben son is more chomer, because you need a kli for a ben son, you need a knife. Malika is done with the fingernail of the kohen. So maybe there's no reason to have the kal v'chomer. So again, we're stuck. Try number four. Ela osa batzafon ve'ein pesach batzafon. Wow. Ahavamina that pesach, a kodshe kalim, might require tzafon. Titania, why would I have thought that? Rav Elazar ben Yaakov omer. Yacho yehei pesach ton tzafon. Why would I have thought that? Vidinu. Uma ola shekin lo kavalos man l'shchitaso. Kavalos tzafon. Ola, which does not have a set time to shecht it, but requires tzafon. Pesach shekavalos man l'shchitaso. Ein adin sheikvalo tzafon. Surely she needs tzafon. Tamalomar oso. That's why you need oso, because it's a kavachomer. Says the Gemara again, knock it out. Mala ola shekin kalil. Ola might be more chomer. That's totally burned on the mizbeach. So Gemara says, okay, michatas. So have the kavachomer from chatas. From chatas to pesach. Mala chatas shekin mechaperes achaybi krisus. Chatas is more chomer because it's mechaper and chaybi krisus. So again, you can't have a kavachomer to pesach. May asham. Glory to kavachomer from asham. Mala asham shekachin kachim. Right? What do you mean? Mala asham is kachin kachim. So Gemara says, kula nami shekin kachin kachim. All of them are kachin kachim. So we're stuck, and we again say, what is Oso? It can't be excluding Pesach. So what is it excluding? So, final line starts off with La'olam. We'll have to stop here. La'olam is the next, the final answer, but it'll come up. Ezra will pick up with this the next time. Again, the next two dafim. Baruch Hashem, I was able to give this one, this cycle, the schedule worked out, but the next two dafim will be put up from the last cycle. Again, today's shiur was the Refuah Shleima, Eliyahu Tzvi, Halevi, Ben Malka. Should have a refuah shalema, and we will stop here.